Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Part of the job this week has been stepping slightly outside my comfort zone. But yesterday, I didn't step outside my comfort zone. I jumped outside. I kind of bungee jumped outside it. Now, I didn't do a bungee jump. It was much worse than that. We were invited by two very, very lovely people, as it happens. One called Ports, one called Josie, and they work at the Garton Outdoor Equestrian, Education and Training Centre. My eyesight let me down there. Well, I suppose, Ports, I'll ask you to, first of all, welcome to the Chip Van.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in to see us this morning. Ports, you saw a pale, scared face through a car window approaching you in a car park yesterday.
Well, that was a kind of polite way. It was a more petrified face. I think your expectations were killing yourself, but I think you've done really, really well.
Well, there was this word that kept coming up for the last 3 days, which was co-steering. And I had a kind of vague idea of what it was. And can you define what it is?
Well, co-steering is basically an adventure activity where you explore the coastline. And it started off as sea cliff traversion, where you kind of went along the coast, staying dry and all that there. Yeah. And then people thought, well, how could we make it slightly more interesting? So we started to explore deeper into caves and doing a few jumps, a wee bit of swimming involved in that there.
Yeah.
And as you know yourself, it's a good
throw. You make it sound like a prance through buttercups. It's nothing of the sort.
It is.
I mean, it's not. Josie, I've never worn a wetsuit before yesterday. You have unfortunately had to witness that side. And you look a little paler today for it. A little traumatised by the experience, which I understand. So it's a wetsuit situation and then a descent into hell. I mean, into the water.
Well, as you said it yesterday, it was a descent into hell. No, so basically it's just kind of like, as we said, thinking light on your feet and moving down elegantly, as you did, and you danced on top of the cliffs for us.
Hey, listen,
a little bit of the Ritz.
I was top hat and tails one day, wetsuit the next day.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That came in, my dancing lessons came in handy too. To make my way down the kind of brittle stones.
Yeah, so it's just kind of moving nice and easy down, kind of using your hands, using your feet, and just descending down and then looking ahead of what was going to be ahead of you. The beautiful, like, rocks and crashing waves. It was just amazing.
It was beautiful.
Now, and your facial expressions, Ryan, was just... It was just a picture moment.
It was a waste of radio. We do have footage, unfortunately. I've been trying to have it burnt all evening, but no money can pay for it. So then into the sea then.
Yeah.
I thought, I really did in my ignorance, that I thought a wetsuit kept you dry in the sea.
No.
You kind of complained about that, didn't you? I'm getting wet.
The water went right
I'm cold.
It hit my neck and went all the way down, all the way down.
You kind of mentioned that a couple of times.
Yeah. you know, seriously, lads. And then, but then once, I mean, I have to say to you both, you're extremely good at your job. Everyone was reassured. I never felt once in any sense of danger or unpleasantness. Honestly, it might have been uncomfortable the odd time, but not in any sense that in a bad way. And actually, the closeness to nature and to the sea and to the rocks and to crevices and things that you really don't see was a real joy.
When you think when we went down that cave,
the
really cold water with the starfish, a big pool, must have been 50, 60 starfish in it, and the sea urchins and that, and we were able to just manoeuvre around that and go right on the back of it.
Yeah.
And kind of your face on the back where we kind of just, let's see and listen, and the waves crashing up.
Beautiful.
The coastline was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, because then when you come out of the cave again, you realise the world is still going on. Because it's so suspended animation inside the cave.
It was brilliant because it was like really quiet and like surreal in that cave.
Yes.
And then you come out to this crashing rocks and waves.
Yeah.
So it was quite a nice moment as well, I suppose.
Still room for a few gags in the cave.
It was definitely a few.
We never keep ourselves to ourselves for too long. And then some of the lads did jumped off half a cliff edge, or whatever you want to call it. There, and I for safety reasons, I thought I'd better be at the bottom of that in case
you were looking after everybody.
Some of the other members of the team need to be looked after.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd watch them rather than do that.
You took one for the team.
I did. I really felt somebody should really step up.
We had to stop you a couple of times.
Don't, Ryan. Honestly, stay with the others. They may be upset. Then it was coming down, and one of the other things to observe was the swell. I mean, to me, the swell was kind of an old-fashioned word from black and white film, but. But obviously yesterday we had to go with it.
Yeah.
To go places. And yeah, I must have had about two or three pints of salt sea water there as well in the middle of some of the swells, which I misread.
Yeah.
And I looked around to see, where's the
there it is. But was that whole idea? You were too busy chatting and enjoying yourself that you turned around and you get it up the mouth?
I mean, poor old Josie at one stage, right, actually a few times you had to stop and shake your head going, this never he never stops.
Never shut up though.
That's just nerves.
But it's good because you distracted yourself and kind of you found some way to keep you going.
We've got to get you back up. There's a lot more.
It'll never happen, Ports.
Not maybe Coast Air. We can maybe push the comfort zone out. You actually said a thing yesterday about you were really, really nervous and you were out of your comfort zone.
I was, yeah.
But what did I say to you at the end of it? You would enjoy it, and that's what the adventure's about, the adrenaline rush of getting out there.
Yeah.
And like up at the garden there, we can run as many things as you want.
Yeah.
And from beginners and kids right up
to big kids.
To petrified people.
Petrified people. You should have that in a PP section, of course. The petrified people section. People go, because the heights, and it's not for everyone, but I am really glad I did it. I mean, it was just so unusual
It's a memory you'll never forget.
Yeah, in a way, as I said, that Vietnam is a memory that some people never forget, whether I like it or not. But as I say, one would be in such safe hands with you guys, and you looked after us royally yesterday, so thank you. Yeah. You're really good at what you do. I really mean it. You also seem to enjoy it. You know, you get great joy out of your job.
The thing about it is seeing people and giving people the option to push themselves. Yeah. The way we did with you yesterday.
Yeah.
And just seeing your face at the end of it.
Yeah.
Everyone's faces. Yeah, even Audrey's, all of them. Jack's, they're all like amazing.
Yeah,
like,
they were good sports.
Absolutely, all of them just jumping
Jack
around.
Jack just added up, didn't he?
Yeah, Jack, he gave it lots yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
And at one stage when he emerged out of the water having dived, and there was every class of snot and everything coming out of his mouth. What happened down there? That was a lovely picture. And of course then the three gargoyles on the cliff. Maureen and the great
Huey, Dewey and Louie.
The biggest element of that. Because they were delighted looking at my head coming off with the wetsuit and the whole lot.
They did say they wish they had tried it then.
You predicted that, Ports. Yep. You predicted that very much. Thank you for coming to see us today.
No problem.
I'd say you'll be glad enough to see the back of this chip fan heading out of the family later on. As I say, it's the Garten Outdoor Education and Training Centre. That's what's happening. That's nearby here.
Yeah, it's Church Hill and just outside Larkana. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the place to go if you're in this part of the country. Just ask for Ports and make sure Josie is off that day.
Thanks, lads.
Go ball around.
We'll take some music. Cheers.
Oh, you're terrible.